Show my like some sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for our Meroni Marasi, based on the Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu HaKohen Rav David Zatzal, Perek Gimel, Psukim Beis until Dalid, Parshas Shmos, says the Torah HaKadosha. Vayera malach Hashem elav belabas ish, מתוך הסנה ויער, והנה הסנה בוער באש, והסנה איננו הוא קל, an angel of Hashem appeared to him, in a flame of fire, from the midst of the bush, and he saw, behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed, ויאמר משה, אסור נא וירס, אמר הגודל הזה, מדוע לא יבער, as Hashem said, now let me turn aside and see this great sight, why is the bush not burning up? Hashem saw that he turned aside to see, and Hashem called out from the midst of the bush and said, Moshe, Moshe. And he said, Here I am, Adkan. We have to understand, and it says, Hashem saw that he turned aside to see. That's in Pasuk Dalid. We already have in Pasuk Gimel. Vayomer Moshe Surana. It already says that Moshe said, Let me turn to see. So why do you have to? That Hashem saw that he turned to see. Of course he saw that he turned to see. If he turned to see, then Hashem saw it. So what do we need the Pasuk to tell us that for? All we need to know is that Be'omer Moshe Moshe Be'omer Hineni, that's what the Pasuk should have said. Why did it have to say Be'ar Hashem Kisar Liros? The Alshich discusses this. So we have Droshes in Medrash Rabo. Be'ar Hashem, that Ra Hashem Shesar V'zoyefu Liros B'tzarim Shel Yisrael. He saw how difficult it was for Moshe to see the pain of the Jewish people. Or Sarme Asakov, he turned aside from his Asakim to his business dealings to see the Sibla, the Sevel of the Jewish people. So either he was disturbed by the pain of the Jewish people, that's the Sar, or he turned from his Asakim. In other words, you see the Medrash is bothered by the extra. Vayar Hashem Kisar Lirois. So these are all Midrashei Chazal, and they're Givaldic, but these Shiurim, we try to get to the Pshuto Shel Mikra. So what's the Pshuto Shel Mikra? Vayar Hashem, Kisar Liros. So we also have to understand what it says in verse 3. Madulo Yivar Asneh. Right in Pasuk Beis, it says, Vini Asneh Boer Beish Vasneh Nen Ukal. He says, why is the Sneh not burning? In Pasuk Beis, it says the snare is burning. So what do you mean, why isn't the snare burning? The snare is burning. Pasuk Gimel says, why isn't the snare burning? Pasuk Beis says, the snare is burning. So that's a big kasha. See the Rabban, that's the canon of the Baalei HaTosfos, the Ot. Gam tzrich levayer, kmo she'alshich makshe. אז זה מה שכתוב בפסוק ב', והנה הסנה בוער באש, והסנה איננו קל. What do we have this careful for? הסנה בוער באש, והסנה איננו קל. Why did I have to say it twice? והנה הסנה בוער באש, ואיננו קל. אז זה היה חוסך לנו את כל המילים האלו. את כל החזרה על הסנה, זה היה חוסך. אלו הם הקשיים שברצוננו לדון בהם. אז נראה כך, אומר מורנו רבנו, שידוע שעניין הברה היא תוצאה מן החום הבא על ידי כילוי הדבר. What's הברה? Why is something burning? It's burning because of the heat that is created when something is destroyed. That's why we hold Psachim Chof Zion, Ein Shevach Eitzim B'Pas. The Eitzim, the wood, is Asubahanoe, and then you bake something with it, you cook something with it. So the question is, does that go into what you cooked? So we pass in Ein Shevach Eitzim B'Pas. No. The benefit of the Eitzim does not go into the bread. Why? Because the heat that improves the bread comes from the consumption of the wood. So since it's already consumed, it's not usul. Umemela, if the sneh is ayin ugal, if the sneh is not consumed, so it must be shelo hu aboer. Im hasneh ayin ugal, as anach tzichim lomar, if the sneh is not being consumed, then it's not burning. Because burning creates kilui. It's not shayich that it should burn without kilui. Where does burning come from? From kilui, from the destruction of the item, from the consumption of the item. The fire consumes the item. If there's no consumption, there's no fire. Oh! So it must be that it's a Malach Hashem. It must be an angel of God. And if so, that it says in verse 2, that the sneh is boer ba'esh, that's what it looks like. But it's not true. Moshe Rabbeinu speaks in Pasuk Gimel, after he understands the inyan, that it's not the sneh that's burning. And he says, Madu lo yivar sneh. Pasuk Beis, he says, it looks like the sneh is burning. But then in Pasuk Gimel, he says, Madu le'evar sneh, it's obviously not the sneh. Because if it were the sneh, then it would be consumed. If the sneh were burning, it would be consumed. The fact that the bush isn't being consumed, it must be it's not being burned. V'yasur hana v'yareh. Let me turn and see who's in the sneh. And therefore it emphasizes in the pasuk sneh twice. Mitzad echad, he sees the sneh as bo'er. Mitzad sheni, it's not ukal. So the fact that the sneh is burning, it must be that the sneh is burning. But if it's not being consumed, that the sneh is not burning. So if so, asu ana v'yareh. So it says it twice. On one hand, it's much more one way that the sneh is burning. On the other hand, sneh in ukal, it must be the sneh is not burning. So why not? So let me turn and see. Asur ana v'yareh. Let me see what's going on over here. And then from that, God sees fire, six, other earth, fake, rather than people, so to us. It turns out that it's an angel of God. And that it says, a suha no, we have to understand the lotion of no. No is a lotion by kosha. What's no doing over here? We also have to understand the lotion of a suha. How about a gash? Let me approach it. Why the lotion of a suha? Alsha talks about this. So it would appear from this that a lashon of asu is a lashon of kesher. Yedayich lo asuros, like the pasuk says. It's asurim. You're tied up. That's what asur means. You're tied up. And so something is usser, it's tied up. You're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to be nana from it, whatever it may be. It's usser. So Moshe Rabbeinu understood that it must be something supernatural going on over here. Because that's why it's not being consumed. So asura no, let me tie myself up with this and let me see. May I make a kesher? Isser is a kesher. Mati asurim. He releases the bound. Let me bind myself up with this snare and see what's tutsalo and what's going on over there. Asura no, please, it's a bakasha. I want to be able to do that. Now it would appear pashut that the inyan of Admas Kodesh that obligates to Shalna Alecha, right? Moshe Rabbeinu sees that it's holy land. I mean, the angel says to him, it's in Pasuk, hey, אל תקרב הלום שאל נעליך מעל רגליך כי המקום אשר אתה עומד עליו אדמת קודש remove your shoes from your feet because the place upon which you're standing is holy land אדמת קודש so this inyan of אדמת קודש that's מחייב to שאל נעליך It's because of the hasag of the makabel, because of his perception. Because otherwise, kol haaretz malei kvodo. The whole earth is filled with God's glory. So it's pshita, since the whole earth is filled with God's glory, that you should take off your shoe everywhere. If you take off your shoe, it's too serious, you take off your shoes everywhere. So why only here? So it must be because here he has our saga. Of course, the earth is filled with God's glory. We just don't get it. And it says in the Medrash, in Shmos Rab and Pasuk Beis, "Vayirai lav mozmin elav melam yishua nashim imo v'loro." There are other people who didn't see Moshe or Moshe Rabbeinu saw. So to the Yahu Shimoni, here Moshe Asua, he said to the shepherds that were with him, they didn't see Moshe Rabbeinu saw. Were they also mischayev mishal na'alecha now? It's not a Makom Kodesh because they don't get it, they don't see it. We have Avraham Avinu, maybe he saw the Makom Meroch, he saw in Kosher Al Har, as I'll tell us, Yitzchak saw it, he saw it. But the lads that are with him didn't see it, so they stayed back and they Avraham Yitzchak approached because they were able to see it. They were able to perceive it. Here also only Moshe Rabbeinu was able to perceive it, not the shepherds that were with him. Tanachum at the Tzavel. That's Yeshua. That the Chachamim will inherit Kavod, that's Joshua. Who Yashin Kavod from Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch said to him. Like you're with Moshe, I'll be with you. To Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem said, Shalna Alecha, to Yeshua. We also have the Yomer Tzav Tzva Hashem, Yeshua, Shalna Alecha, Mi'al Aglecha. What's this great schus that the manager talks about? That God says, I'll be with you like Moshe, and both of you are told to take off your shoe. Moshe ran with shoes, your shoe is shoe. What's this great schus to take off your shoes? The answer is that you have this madriga of being able to receive the Shekhinah. And the middle, only you have to take off your shoe, no one else. Kesach Gevaldik. And now it would appear to the Vayarashem Kisar Lirois. Since we see that Kisar Ayam Sheheichin is Asma. In other words, Asura, no, please let me bind myself to this Mare. So Hashem saw that he was so, Vayarashem Kisar Lirois. Notice he prepared himself to connect to this high level of his godless Mare Hashem, of the revelation of God. Vayomer Moshe, Moshe, he says, Moshe, Moshe, Al Tikrav Halom, Kiamako Mashita Omegal Admas Kaidish, only because you are so liros, only because you connected to this matter, now this becomes a holy place, now you are able to perceive the divine revelation. And Mela to Admas Kaidish, you have to take off your shoe. So that's why it says, Dafka Vayarachem Kisar Liros. Of course, Hashem saw. No, the Pasuk is emphasizing. It's only because he saw. Asuana Vere. Oh, Vayarachem Kisar Liros. Since Hashem saw that he connected to this Mare. Meaning that he had this perception of the divine revelation, and Mela Hashem said to him, Shana lech me'ar lech take off your shoe. I'm welcome to the shoe today. I'm welcome to the shoe. I'm welcome to the shoe. So we have mamish and gefaldik ma'alich in these psukim. It's so geschmack. And vorem me'irim kesapirim. B'yom me'irim. So we understand why they have the sna in one hand. Could be burning. But not be burning. That's why we have Madula Yivar Asne. But it was Boyer. It must be it's not really burning because then we would have Kili. Just looks like it's burning. And therefore it must be a Malach. And therefore a Suvana. Let me bind myself to this. Let me be in this moment. Let me really perceive this. Let me connect to this. This is big stuff. By the way, this stems nicely. The Medrash, we can say another shot in addition to the Medrash, I'll be pshuto. Medrash says, Shesarmi Asakov, Liros Besivloisam. Here you can say, Shesarmi Asakov, Liros Besamare, to be miskashil to the Mare. To be totally in the moment, as they say today. And then because of that, Fayarashim Kisa, and that's why it says the snare twice. On one hand it's Boer Beish, and the other hand it's an animal call, so it's a steer and a snare. It says it twice, two different things going on with the snare. And then Vayar Hashem Kisar Liros, of course, if he was Sar Liros, the Sur and Hashem saw it, no. Only because he saw it, Hashem said to him, he called out to him, Vayomer Moshe, Moshe, Vayomer Hinei. No, my rabbi said, "Ish ot harbe malomar psukim ayu kamuvan, kamuvan." Ubezrat Hashem, anachnu nitzel lachzor lishnot perek nifaze. Toda rabba rabba sheishavtem. Shalom shalom, avai yididai.